Shoot, you ever, well, folks call them peckerwood something.
Yeah. Get on them poles, pick them holes in them poles. Trees. Yeah, they peck pretty hard. Woodpecker wouldn't call them.
Now, when you were younger and your father had a hen house, do you have any hens?
No, we got rid of them a few years ago. They used to. They kept them till just, oh, a few years ago. Dad always thought the eggs were better from the chickens you raised at home.
Uh-huh.
But they finally culled them out just quit. Yeah, we used to have them all the time. I never ever had them here in my house. I mean, they had them over there.
When you fed them, how did you call them? Is there any way you call them when you feed them? Go ahead. Like that?
Yeah.
Okay. How'd you call the pigs when you're feeding?
Pig, whoopee. Pig. They'd come up there and throw corn out there. That was my job.
Mm-hmm. I bet. I'm sure y'all had your jobs to do. Well, did you ever save anything from the kitchen, you know, that... leftover stuff from the kitchen.
You talking about hog slop?
Yeah, take it out to them.
Slop pigs.
What'd you have to carry it out?
Slop bucket.
What would you carry out there? Did y'all always have, okay, you said y'all didn't always have indoor plumbing.
No.
What would your mother do? Was she always, after the dinner was over, with the dishes?
Do you mean the dishwater?
Yeah. Which she'd use that?
Well, we didn't very much.
Yeah. Was that the girl's job?
You're talking about putting it in a slop bucket, huh?
Was that the girl's job, or did you ever have to help out with that?
No, we never have too much. My mother always did all of it, really. But you mean take slop bucket out?
Yeah.
So, but not too much.
And you got the middlings and the ham. The stuff you cut off of that was the skin, right? You cut all that the skin. And you
skin.
Cut off the bacon. You do know what the middling is, don't you? Did you ever hear that?
Yeah, no. What you
know, the meat between the hams and the shoulders. It's called the middling. You ever hear that?
That's what we call you.
On a ham. I mean, on a pig, you killed.
Well, now you got your ham. We just had the ham. We just left the hams whole. The way we did it, see. No, we just cut the ham off and leave it whole and dry it and let it hang up. We call it put a shoot in Italian. Then, like I said, we save the loin, your loin strips, to make this bacon, Canadian bacon or lonza. And then we had you'd leave some meat on the bones and with skin, and they cook it all up in a big pot, and then they wrap it up and make what they call hog head cheese or copper.
When you ate a chicken, was there a piece of chicken that folks would always fight over or pull and try and
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, and I can't call it, but they breaking that bone off.
Yeah, that was a... What was the story behind that?
I got it, I can't think of it now, but... used to be a story about who to have a baby first. You ever heard that?
Was that the long end or the short end?
I don't know, really. The long end, I guess. I really don't know, but I remember I've seen that done many times.
That was called the pulley bone, or?
Yeah. No, it's another name for it too, isn't it?
Yeah.
Not the breast, it's a, I forget what it was. Anyway, I've seen them split it. But you know, they're grabbing it, the two of them, especially women, grab it. Ridiculous.